This is Jay Sekulow. Reports coming out of Israel that they may launch a strike on Iran as soon as next month.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We're in a race against the technology and the science here to stop that Iran from reaching that objective, and we're losing, and we're going to lose.
It would be a direct existential threat to the state of Israel.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Iran must be held accountable for its actions. The United States has increased our sanctions on individuals within the Iranian government who are associated with this plot and Iran's support for terrorism.
Well, because we are not ahead of the curve. What has happened, for example, in 2003 is that an intelligence estimate told us, well, the Iranians stopped. Stopped what? They stopped the public search for a nuclear program and they went underground with it. And meanwhile, what we are discovering now are things that have been happening over the past decade and significantly over the past 3 to 4 years.
The diplomacy of this administration on this has been an abject and complete failure.
This nation won't retreat one iota from the path it is pursuing.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Israel has said that it's possible that they will launch military action to prevent Iran developing a nuclear weapon, and that action could come as early as Christmas. Sources are saying that British government has also been notified that Israel will attempt to strike against nuclear sites in Iran sooner, quote, rather than later, with logistical support necessary, of course, from the United States. It also, interesting here is, what will President Obama do? Will he allow the Israelis to do that? Will he give the Israelis cover? Will he assist? Israel is not going to allow a nuclear Iran, Jordan. That is crystal clear.
No, and neither are the Gulf states. I mean, Saudi Arabia, you've got Qatar, which I was just in Doha last week. And these countries, when you're reading through the newspapers there and their reports, you know, they still, as John Bolton, we played the soundbite yesterday, they'll say some nasty things about Israel publicly, but privately they control that airspace. So if there's a strike on Tehran, you know that Israel was working with the Saudis, that Israel was working with them, because, or else Iran could say, well, why didn't you shoot down their planes when they were flying over your airspace without authority? So you've got all of that in the media, as well as that, even some of the, you know, these Gulf states saying, if Iran continues with this kind of behavior, listen, our ally, the United States, which we allow to have military bases in our country, has nuclear weapons. If they have to use them, maybe we're at that point. I mean, we don't want to get there, but it's significant. Dad, Eric Steckelbeck was on my show yesterday from CBN News, their terror analyst, and he really does believe there is no way to avoid a military conflict, that the sanctions, what they can do is weaken the impact on what it will mean for the people of Israel, what will happen here in the streets of America with the agents. For instance, Dad, if we cut off their financial support, which means the Iranian Revolutionary Guard cells in America, which we've arrested already, some of them, as we did about a month ago here in Washington, D.C., if they're not getting paychecks anymore, they're not going to start killing Americans in the streets. But when Ahmadinejad said that, he made that threat yesterday, said there will be bloodshed not just in Iraq with your troops, but on the streets of America. Remember, they showed, I mean, we caught right. them, but they showed they're here.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we're taking your calls. Will you back Israel's ability to take out the Iranian nuclear facilities through military action? Do you think Israel would be justified in doing it? Do you think the White House should support it? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we want to take your calls. Do you support Israel's move on this case? Do you think that the administration will support them as well? Again, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let everybody know it's time to support these really stiff sanctions against Iran to weaken them before this happens is a critical move right now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is all about not just protecting Israel anymore. This is about protecting the United States of America, protecting attacks on our own soil, not just abroad. 877-989-2255. The bipartisan support's there. The legislation's drafted. We just need to get it through as quickly as possible. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Yeah. Troubling new evidence against Iran. A respected international agency has uncovered an active and dangerous program in Iran to fast-track the manufacturing of nuclear weapons. What's worse, Iran's president, who continues to threaten to wipe Israel off the map, rejected the new findings, calling them absurd, and said Iran won't retreat, quote, one iota from its nuclear program. This is a critical time. The United States must take dramatic action against Iran. There have been sanctions in place for years, but with this new nuclear threat, it's now time to ratchet up the pressure. It's time for tough new sanctions against Iran, focusing on their financial and energy industries, as well as their military. Stand with the ACLJ and support current legislation in Congress that would bring the hammer down on Iran. Tell Congress enough is enough. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org. The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Seculo brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Seculo is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to JordanSeculo.com.
It would be a direct existential threat to the state of Israel.
Those are the words of Senator John McCain yesterday. A 13-page attachment to the IAEA's report states that Iran details its intelligence, and it shows that Tehran is working on all aspects of research towards making a nuclear weapon, including fitting a warhead onto a missile. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak warned of a possible military strike against Iran's nuclear program. And the United States right now has sanctions pending in the House of Representatives and the Senate, but we've got to get those through, and we've got to get those moved. We've got a letter, a petition actually, going to our Congress and to the White House to let's get these sanctions in place and weaken Iran significantly. Here's the number, 877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition there online as well. And by the way, when you go to aclj.org, let me encourage you to make a donation online to the ACLJ. It is tax deductible. We're in a matching challenge, which means anything you donate, we get a matching grant for. So if you donate $100, we get $200. If you donate $10, we get $20. So aclj.org for that. And we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Tim's calling from Michigan on line one. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Tim.
How are you guys?
Good.
This doesn't altogether surprise me that Israel's doing this because, I mean, how many times can you get threatened? And as far as our administration, I mean, I almost feel like we're selling out to some of these people. I mean, we've got the Libya situation now with the Muslim Brotherhood,
right,
Egypt, and so on and so forth. And what struck me first was I believe in the North Korea thing, what was about a year ago, and I heard stuck in my head that Hillary said we're exercising strategic patience, I believe is her quote.
Yeah, the problem here is Israel can't have the patience because this is, as John McCain said, this is an existential threat. John Bolton has also, by the way, said that before, that this is an existential threat to the region. Let me play soundbite number nine. This is Ambassador Bolton.
The Arab states, Saudi Arabia, the other Arab states of the Gulf region, don't want Iran to have nuclear weapons any more than Israel does. So while they may criticize Israel publicly, quietly and privately, they will be very happy that Iran has come to the fate that it will.
Well, and Ambassador Bolton is pretty convinced, Jordan, it sounds like from that clip, that there's going to be some direct action here. We've had Ambassador Bolton on the broadcast. And let's see, I'm going to ask Will if we can maybe get him again next week, because this is obviously a big story. But there are concerns on the streets, too. This isn't not just, as you said, Jordan, a Middle East issue. This is a domestic issue as well.
No, I mean, here we is what we know, confirmed in this report, confirmed in the attack on the Saudi embassy that was planned, the assassination attempt on their ambassador, the Israeli embassy here in D.C., the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's picked up here. You know, their agents are picked up here. We've known that we believed that that was the case. The DOJ confirmed it by bringing those charges in court, announcing that before the nuclear report came out. We know that Hezbollah is working with the drug cartels and Iranian Revolutionary Guard. That's where this person was crossing over the border with Texas and Mexico, trying to work with the drug cartel that was working with Hezbollah. You think about, we always hear about the drug war down there, how it's the narco war. It's being run by Iran. This is not about necessarily drugs as much as it's about washing money for their activities in their nuclear program, things like that. It's very much a changed situation. So they've got agents on the streets in the United States of America, and if they believe that their paychecks will continue to come and that the Iranian regime and the government will survive some kind of military action, or they keep getting paid at least throughout, then they're going to carry out attacks and do their job, and that's what they've been trained to do. Israeli officials are on the record that is saying Hezbollah, which is the party of God, the army of God, their military wing, is the best paramilitary force they've ever fought against since their existence in 1948, and they've fought against a lot of different militaries. Who started it? Who founded it? Who trains them? The Iranian Revolutionary Guard. So this is not a joke when we say that this is not just about Israel. It's not just about our troops in Iraq. Certainly, they're right in the crossfire. But we know those agents are here as well. Let's get back to the phones. Bruce calling from Texas Online 2. Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bruce.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Brother Sekulow, I haven't heard anything about the Christian pastor, the Christian...
Youssef Nardakhani.
In Iran.
Yeah, well, Jordan can give you an update. He was just on CBN News this morning, and we actually have some new news.
Yeah, the video is up online, folks, so you can go to ACLJ.org, and we're going to play some of it on my show today. We actually, the reason why, there's been some news the last week and a half or so, but not a major shift. There's an Islamic holiday going on right now, so a little bit of a quieter time. And the nuclear issue, of course, slows down their regime as well, just like it can slow down other issues here in the United States when we're talking about foreign policy. But we were contacted about a week and a half ago by the U.S. State Department specifically to come in for a meeting, just the ACLJ, and to be briefed on the issue, to get up to speed. And not only did we have that meeting yesterday, Dad, but the State Department was willing to confirm that to the media. They did that for CBN News that we were there. They don't usually do that. And just to let us know, and so that we can report to you that they are doing, and they are not forgetting this issue, that they not the nuclear issue doesn't distract them. And actually, yesterday at an event at the U.S. Institute of Peace, which was founded by Congress, Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Susan Johnson Cook. So she's got the entire portfolio for religious freedom at the State Department. This is how she closed her remarks at an event. I'll just read it for you. We're waiting to get the audio for it. Finally, I want to say a word about our work to support the courageous people around the world who stand up for religious freedom or who are arrested and even killed because of the religion they choose to follow. There are a number of urgent cases which we highlight in our International Religious Freedom Report and in other public statements and messages. There is one in particular I want to highlight now, that of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani in Iran, who was arrested and now faces the death sentence because he refused to recant his chosen faith. I want to echo President Obama and Secretary Clinton's and repeat my own condemnation of his conviction and calls on Iranian authorities to release Pastor Nardakhani immediately. This, Dad, coming from a very high-ranking official at the State Department, we were briefed and we were able not only, you know, most of the time if you interact there, it's very off the record, but this time, State Department wanted just for us to reassure our listeners, and because of the petitions and because of the asking to get more engaged, and we did feel that, and we feel like we're confident that our government, this is not a partisan issue at all, is doing the right thing when it comes to Pastor Nardakhani, and now we focus on our job, which is working directly with his attorney.
Well, I want to say this, that Jordan and Tiffany Barron and Matt Clark, the three lawyers with the ACLJ, have done just an incredible job, as well as Than Bennett, our government affairs office, keeping this issue out there and keeping this pastor alive. And I was relieved to hear the reports this morning. I was thrilled with the reports from the meeting with the State Department. So that's good. Understand this, folks. You know, this gives you a sense that your American Center for Law and Justice, your ACLJ, is involved in all these issues across the broad landscape. We're dealing with the Middle East, both domestically and internationally, when it comes to Iran. We're not going to back down for 1 minute. So, again, great job there, and we'll keep everybody posted. I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. There's a lot of information posted online about the Pastor Youssef Nardakhani situation. There is also available information at Jordan's Twitter, twitter.com/JordanSekulow. You can also check out the ACLJ Twitter or the ACLJ Facebook or my Facebook or Jordan's as well. So there's a lot of places, a lot of resources you can go to. Let's go get another call.
All right, let's go right to the phones. Let's go to Jay calling from Pennsylvania on line 3. Jay, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Dan. How are you guys?
Good.
I'm an Iranian guy. I want to share this information with you.
Okay.
The government of Iran is almost to the end, God willing. For by we attack them, we're going to create more unity. We saw that one in 1980 when we went to Iraq, and then we create that war between Iraq and Iran. Therefore, for Israel to attack that country, or the U.S. go behind Israel and so forth and so on, for I don't think we're going to achieve what we need to achieve.
How would you propose, Jay, how would you propose, your Iranian background, how would you propose dealing with the development of a nuclear device?
I think that's a dangerous thing, but you got to remember, Iranian people, Iranian culture, if you go back in 100 years and 100, they never, ever attack any country.
Well, you bring up a good point, an important point, and we said this on the broadcast yesterday. This is nothing to do with the Iranian people and everything to do with the Iranian regime. And, Jordan, that's the fundamental difference here. We're talking about the regime here, sure. Not the people.
Sure, I mean, the people were writing signs asking for our help in 2009 when they were protesting in the streets. They weren't writing in Farsi, they were writing in English. I mean, if you were protesting here and you were writing signs in Farsi, people would know, hey, you're trying to communicate a message. Let me just say, though, folks, here's the problem. I agree that that's why we don't want to have a military action. But it's getting to a point where at what point do we continue to say, well, the people may overthrow the government, and if we attack, then they won't like us anymore. If this kind of an attack has to occur, Dad, it's one of two options. Either Iran is all hype and these nuclear facilities are taken out in a day or two and it's kind of a disarray. Or they're not all hype. And I think you have to plan for both options and assume it's not. And if so, you're talking about a real military conflict, which means not just a couple of days of bombing, but really devastation on both sides.
Yep. That's why we want to push for really tough sanctions. There's three bills pending at the United States House of Representatives and in the Senate. We need your help on this to get them passed. That could go a long way in resolving this. 877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The role of social media is now more important than ever in our national discourse. With fast-breaking developments and an ever-changing political landscape in Washington, D.C., now there's a way to stay on top of the political, legal, and cultural issues that matter most to you. Jordan Sekulow brings the immediacy of Twitter to talk radio. As Director of Policy and International Operations for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow is one of the most followed conservatives on Twitter. He tackles the tough topics with insightful analysis and interviews with top decision makers and conservative leaders at home and abroad. Jordan is taking your questions live via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio and live on ACLJ.org. For more information, go to jordansekulow.com. Troubling new evidence against Iran. A respected international agency has uncovered an active and dangerous program in Iran to fast-track the manufacturing of nuclear weapons. What's worse, Iran's president, who continues to threaten to wipe Israel off the map, rejected the new findings, calling them absurd, and said Iran won't retreat, quote, one iota from its nuclear program. This is a critical time. The United States must take dramatic action against Iran. There have been sanctions in place for years, but with this new nuclear threat, it's now time to ratchet up the pressure. It's time for tough new sanctions against Iran, focusing on their financial and energy industries, as well as their military. Stand with the ACLJ and support current legislation in Congress that would bring the hammer down on Iran. Tell Congress enough is enough. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
We're down now, and we have been for some time, to two choices. Choice one is Iran gets nuclear weapons. Choice two is somebody takes military action against that program. That's where we are.
Folks, we don't want Iran to have a nuclear device. We want to first see what we can do in this context, and this is, I think, very important here. We want to see if, in fact, we can get sanctions in place that are crippling. And, Jordan, there is a way to get crippling sanctions here. People need to understand that these sanctions that are being proposed would be economically devastating to the Iranian regime.
Yeah, and what we're talking about here specifically, folks, is likely there's going to be some kind of military action. Could it be short-term? Could it be long-term? Yes. I mean, you have to assume it could be either. But at the same time, what we have to understand about this regime, and it's been confirmed to us in the lead-up. You know, we've talked about their work with the Mexican drug cartels. That's been confirmed. We know Hezbollah is down in South America. We know the Iranian regime works very closely with Hugo Chavez there as well. So not just in Central America, but South America. Then you've got the Iranian Revolutionary Guard agent who's arrested for planning and plotting to kill the Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil and blow up the Israeli embassy and the Saudi embassy here in Washington, D.C. So what does that mean? That means there are plenty of Iranian agents here in the U.S. Now, they're working for money. That's what the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is about. It's 150,000 people who basically control that country, that nuclear program, and for the most part, the Ayatollah himself. If he loses their support, he has no one to protect him. So those 150,000 people or so are all about money. They have oil companies. They have shipping companies, billion-dollar shipping companies. If the money stops coming in, they're not going to be willing to die for the Ayatollah. So you're not going to be attacks on the streets. But if the money keeps coming, then they're going to do their job. And if that means setting off a bomb
right.
or small-scale terror attacks, which would still, you know, freak out Americans and kill people, they would be doing that. So when Iran says there'll be blood in your streets, they have actually proven, though we caught them this time, that there are agents here trying to do just that.
You're exactly correct. Let me mention a couple of other things. By the way, the Supreme Court today is debating the issue of whether they will hear the health care cases. We will have a word on that probably on Monday, so we will keep you posted there. We are not ignoring the debate yesterday on the economy that was done for the Republican candidates for president, but the international situation with Iran is so significant, that's the reason we're addressing it today. This Iranian situation is serious. Here's what I want you to do, folks. I need a couple of hundred of you to go to your phones right now or go to aclj.org and stand with us in this fight. We want to get this, we want to at least give these sanctions a chance to work. Here's the number for you to sign on to a letter demanding these sanctions get passed. The White House is being very slow on this. 877-989-2255 is the number to add your name to that list. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Interestingly, Mitt Romney has an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today. Let me read a portion of it. It says, as a candidate for presidency in 2007, Barack Obama put forward engagement with Tehran as a way to solve the nuclear problems, declaring that he would meet Iran's leaders without preconditions. Everybody remembers those statements. Then Governor Romney goes on to say, whether this approach was rooted in naivete or in realistic expectations can be debated. I believe it was the former. But whatever caution calculation lay behind the proposed diplomatic opening, it was predictably rebuffed by the Iranian regime. And I think, Jordan, that is very clear here. And that's why you've got to get sanctions in place. You tried that before military action, but you got to get them in place. Let's go get some more calls, folks. But again, you go to your phones, and let's get these sanctions in place. Get this administration to do something on this. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Forrest is calling from Florida on line 5. Forrest, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hello.
Hi, Forrest.
How are you doing today?
Good.
I just had a comment on the statement that was made about the other Muslim nations in the Middle East.
Yes, from John Bolton, right.
I think that's a totally absurd statement. There's no way that'll happen.
Yeah, there's actually precedent for it. So I know it's tough, and it's very it's not public in the sense that, for instance, when the Syrian nuclear site was bombed, did any other Muslim countries step in when Israel was flying their jets over? No. Now they knew that. They have their air force systems. They've got their bases. They could have, under international law, if they didn't approve it, at least it doesn't have to be a public approval. I'm reading the media reports. They don't love every position Israel takes, nor the United States for that matter. But remember Sunni Shia here. There is a huge conflict going on. Saying just Muslim countries hate Israel, you could talk about the different prejudices against Israel within the Muslim world, but there is a fight going on between the Gulf states and who are very close to the United States, where we have our military bases, and of course the Shia in Iran, which is a totally different background. That wasn't the case before the Islamic Revolution. It wasn't as entrenched as a military and religious warfare. But this is about Iran wanting to assert itself as the leader of the Muslim world, and it replaced the Saudis, replaced the others in the region who have been that kind of out front leader. So, Forrest, understand, you'll never really see it in the press. But remember, if Israeli planes get to Iran and they weren't fired upon when they flew over Saudi Arabia, that means Saudi Arabia said, yes, we agree. And actually, there's already been a lot of reports saying if the time comes, they will absolutely open their airspace because they don't have the capabilities. And Iran would launch nuclear weapons at Saudi Arabia.
In a moment. Let me tell you this, folks. As someone that travels to Israel frequently, that works with Israeli leadership at the highest levels, including the Prime Minister's office and the Foreign Affairs office, I have no doubt that the Saudis and other regimes in the area will not interfere with, and we might even add tacit support to, including flyover rights, to Israel if necessary. We're bringing this to your attention because this is a big deal, folks. You get Iran with a nuclear weapon, you're talking about a danger of unprecedented scope, not just to the Middle East, but to the entire world's stability. Let's try to grab another call or two, Jordan.
Yeah, let's go to AJ calling from New York on line 4. AJ, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, AJ, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a vet, and we all heard this talk about nuclear weapons from Iran. We heard it through Iraq, and we went there. Iraq didn't have them, and that's why the American people are skeptical about going to Iran.
I don't think the American people are skeptical. This is a UN report that has hundreds of thousands of pages of evidence, was reviewed from over 10 countries. The IAEA made its determination that Iran was, in fact, pursuing nuclear weapons based on demonstrable evidence that is pretty much unrefuted at this time. Iran is also not denying it. That's the other thing here, Jordan. In fact, to the contrary, listen to what Ahmadinejad actually said. This is soundbite number 15 via translator.
This nation won't retreat one iota from the path it is pursuing.
Yeah, and that path is not a path of peace, Jordan. We know that.
No, I mean, folks, you have to understand, they're not hiding a nuclear program. They're not hiding their hatred of basically the rest of the world. And listen, this is a UN report. This is UN endorsed. This is not someone trying to get the UN to adopt it. It is officially the UN sourcing. By the way, I don't think this has to be Iraq and an invasion. That's not what people are talking about here. What we're saying is if the airstrikes that are necessary to take out the facilities, if they take weeks instead of days or a day, which it could take weeks, and it becomes a long-term conflict, remember, even without sending our troops there, we have bases all over the world, including in the Gulf, that would be in range of rockets, not necessarily nuclear weapons, but rockets. We have Israel, of course, but we also know they've got agents here in Mexico, in South America, in Europe with our embassies. So there's a host of ways Iran can attack us in a very different way. This is not Saddam Hussein. This is not Iraq.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for our broadcast today. We encourage you to stay tuned for Jordan's program and go to your phones right now. Let's get these sanctions in place. Next week, I think we're going to be talking about health care. It looks like we're going to get a big decision out of the Supreme Court. But right now, 877-989-2255 is that number. That's 877-989-2255. And I sure would appreciate you going to ACLJ.org and making an online contribution. We're in a matching challenge, ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.